Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I don't understand why, but this is an album, 7,800 degrees Fahrenheit. Bon Jovi refuses to play anything live from it.
Why?
They said it is their worst, most god-awful record. It
really?
Is not only their best record, they've got some new records out these days that are terrible. I feel bad. My brother, for Christmas and birthdays every year, my brother and I, we'll buy each other like four or five different CDs because we both collect CDs. And it's always hair metal crap, you know. He bought me this new Bon Jovi record about 3 years ago. I spun that thing twice. Once just to see if it was any good, and two to determine if it was really that bad.
That's not good.
It has gathered dust in my CD collection ever since. Bon Jovi has not put out a good record since Keep the Faith in 1991.
I love Bed of Roses. I'm sorry, I love Bed of Roses.
Check that, 1992. Bed of Roses is on Keep the Faith. That was their last good record. Ever since then, Bon Jovi sucks, but he is your artist of the day.
Okay. Got another music story for you.
Oh. Don't want to be an American idiot.
Don't want a nation under the new media. So, this song is rising in the charts.
Oh.
Yeah, it came out a long time ago, but it's now number one on Amazon's list of best-selling songs in Britain.
What?
Ahead of President Trump's visit.
Yeah. No, you're kidding.
Apparently there is a Twitter account that is trying to make this song climb the charts, and it's working.
Well, he lands there today, doesn't he? He's in Brussels today?
Mm-hmm. He's in the UK from Thursday through Sunday. They're also trying to get this song number one on Apple's iTunes charts, too.
Poor guy. We will not talk about the president. We will not talk about
his
Supreme Court choice. Although, here's the only thing. I am so proud of myself. I am horrible at political predictions. You guys know that because there was, for one term, a President John McCain. He was elected in 2008.
Never happened.
If everybody remembers. Because I predicted it, Rod, so it happened.
No.
And then he was only a one-term president. He vowed only to serve one term.
Never happened.
And then we had President Mitt Romney in 2012.
That didn't happen either.
Because I predicted that as well.
Really, yeah, the only thing you're good at predicting is dumb stuff.
I know.
So.
Although I did,
shocked?
And I have Twitter. That hurt. That stung just a little bit. I have Twitter proof. I did predict yesterday afternoon that Judge Kavanaugh would be Donald Trump's pick for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, look
and
at you.
I was right.
Boom.
Speaking of albums that are old and yet topping the charts, Rod, you're going to be thrilled to hear this. This album has entered the Billboard Top 100 Top 10 this week.
I love that song.
Rod's fake throwing up.
Okay, that's enough. We know the song. We heard it.
Rod's favorite band of all time, Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction, has re-entered the top 10.
Why?
They released a box set this week.
Ah,
okay.
And you can get, like, the box set, or you can just get the deluxe remake of Appetite for Destruction. And 29 years after it left the charts, it's back in the top 10. And Dana loves that song. Rod, let it play. I'd hate to look into those eyes and see. You know, when you were on vacation, we made Guns N' Roses the artist of the day once.
Oh, yeah.
I've been told.
We played November Rain like three times. It ate up like 64 minutes of the show.
You know why we played it three times? Because once ain't good enough.
Well, I apologize, Kansas City.
Okay.
We did it. We let it go. We heard it.
It's all good.
That's all he can handle. He's done.
It's all good.
Do we want to talk about kid dying of drugs? Do we want to talk about breastfeeding?
He has not died. He was not
dead. I said dying.
But when I saw that photo last night, well, I tweeted it, and I think you took a look after I did, because I think you passed it along too. If you haven't seen the photos, Kara, they are hard to look at. Just read the first paragraph. It'll break your heart.
It's from the Star. Check that. It's from the Fresno Bee in California, but the Star has put it on their website as well. Michelle Garcia went to meet her son Michael for coffee last week and found him passed out in front of the cafe where they were supposed to meet. She cried. And as tears were still streaming down her face, she lifted the lens of her camera and she snapped a photograph. The black and white image of Michael asleep, passed out, on a sidewalk is one of seven that she recently shared on Facebook, talking about how her 20-year-old son is homeless and addicted to meth and heroin.
Mm.
It's been shared more than 3,200 times since late June.
He looks nothing.
There's the picture.
He's
face down.
Face down on a patio.
His
trousers are pulled down.
You can see his boxer shorts.
He's filthy. He's disheveled. He's an addict. Now, I was very uncomfortable with the notion. He also suffers from mental illness now, which was drug-induced. He did not have a history of mental illness, but in a lot of these cases, you hear this, they start taking all these wacky drugs, and it brings on severe complications in your brain chemistry, right? Mm-hmm. So when I saw it, my first thought was, oh, God, that's terrible. And then my second thought was, do you lose somehow your privacy rights or your... I know he was on
a good-looking kid.
I guess private property. It was a business, but...
Well, it's public property. It was on a sidewalk.
Just because you are an addict, I'm really uncomfortable with his photo now being shared 30,000 times during what must be the absolute lowest of the low points of someone's life.
Now, in fairness, it's quick to say, well, she's publicly shaming or embarrassing her son. He is the one who initially asked her to share these photographs that she had taken of him so that, quote, more people can see what addiction and life on the streets looks like. Garcia, the mom, says her photos are not meant to glorify nor exploit her son. He also suffers, as Dana mentioned, I believe, schizophrenia and bipolar. She says, and I quote, as hard as it is or was for me to post, it is the truth. This is the hard reality.
I think it's interesting that he wants those pictures out there.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
If he can, in fact, give consent. Because if we are going to agree that addiction is an illness, okay, and you wanted to walk into a cancer ward at KU Med and snap someone's photo and share it over a million times because they're fighting cancer, you would be sued 43,000 ways to Sunday for privacy violations.
Mm.
And so I'm asking those of you who do believe addiction is a disease and illness, and I do, why we treat the posting of these photos differently than we would with someone who had a traditional physical illness or impairment of some kind. We do treat it differently. And I don't know that we should.
I think a lot of people blame the person going through the addiction. Well, you brought this on yourself. But I've always made this argument in that regard. And it is a legitimate and fair argument to make. Okay? I can see the argument. And if I was a lawyer, I could even maybe make the argument in court. You brought this on yourself. Nobody forced that crack pipe into your mouth. Nobody forced that bottle down your throat. You had the disease in you, okay? You were probably born with this propensity for drinking or for drugs or whatever, but you brought this disease on yourself. Okay, that you could make that argument. However, do we say the same thing for the person with lung cancer? oh, you smoked all that those cigarettes. You deserve to have lung cancer. We don't say that.
We say things differently.
Oh, you died of a heart, or you have
we
heart
say
disease?
Things differently. So that if you are in line for a transplant, Scott, people will say, oh, you need a lung transplant? Shocking. I don't think you should be at the front of the line. You chose to smoke for 50 years.
Okay.
People what about, do say that.
What about Rod, who had a heart attack? How old are you, Rod? 44? Is that right?
Right now, I'm the same age as you.
I know you're the same age as me. Were you 44 when you had the heart attack?
I was 43.
Were you 43? Okay.
No, I was 44.
Okay.
No, 43.
So, Rod.
One of those.
When did you lose all intellect and memory?
I'm sorry, did you say something to me?
How many? I mean, we joke about Rod eating pizzas still to this day, but we felt sorry for Rod. People were writing in constantly, and understandably so, saying, Rod, you know, prayers up, man. I'm hoping you're feeling better. Nobody wrote in and said, Rod brought that heart attack on himself because he weighs 300 pounds and he doesn't watch what he eats. Nobody said that.
He totally did, though.
But nobody said it. Nobody said it.
All that crazy living as a teenager through his 20s.
Does he have any privacy rights as an addict?
Sure, of course he
does. Face down on a public street.
If a person says... This is my, and don't give
right,
me that,
he's also
how
saying,
can you.
He's also saying he thinks people are after him, Rod, and he probably sees things.
Oh, you're saying he's not
things.
In his right mind
yeah,
to give consent.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I see.
He could not legally sign a binding contract right now. I'll tell you that.
No, he couldn't.
Even if he said, I want to bequeath my fortune. I need an attorney. Tell me where to sign.
But real quick.
You could not sign a binding contract in that state of mind that any court would uphold.
But real quick, and I know we got to get to the break. We're going late on this segment. When the cops found those two adults passed out on heroin with the kid in the back seat, we praised the cops. Way to go. Show the face of addiction. Show what it looks like. Why are we not praising this mother for doing the exact same thing? This child just happens to be her 20-year-old son. And she's not a cop. She's a professional photographer. Should she not be praised like that cop in Cleveland, Ohio, who took the picture of the couple with the kid, the baby, crying in the back seat? Is this not the face of addiction? Just like those passed out adults were the face of addiction. And I would argue that crying baby in the back seat was equally the face of addiction. 576-7798. 576-7798.
You know, I love that Jetta. Been riding around Jetta and that Jetta from Volkswagen Elise Summit for weeks now. And I love that car. It is simple. It is sleek. I love the design. It's actually on the frame of the Tiguan and the Atlas, my absolute favorite car out at Volkswagen Elise Summit. Do you know right now you can get, I think they have some 50 of those 2019 Jettas out at Volkswagen of Lee Summit right now. Huge inventory of those right now for a great, great price. 50 of those from $15,900. That is the completely redesigned 2019 Jetta from $15,900. And I was bragging about the Atlas. They've got those from $27,900. Go check out that Atlas if you don't want to drive a minivan, but you need the seating room for a bunch of kids. Gosh, I love that car. Go to Volkswagen Elise Summit. Tell them you want to see Dana's car and that you know they are sweeping out high prices right now to give you the lowest price in town. And don't forget, they'll buy your car for its original base MSRP right now, minus mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Get to VWLeaseSummit.com to check them out online, VWLeaseSummit.com, or Volkswagen of Lee Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road. You tell them you want to see Dana's car.
Spandau Ballet. True. On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Bruce in Raytown. Bruce, hello, my friend.
Yes.
Hi, go ahead, buddy.
I don't agree. I don't think drug addiction is a disease. It's an addiction, and that's all it is. My granddaughter had leukemia. You know, she had nothing to do with that. it happened to her. Drug addiction doesn't happen to people. They do it on, most of them do it on their own, or they're addicted to some sort of medication.
But what if the medication in the beginning, Bruce, is legally prescribed by a physician? You know, the physician sends you home with 40 oxycodones, and in 4 days, your body is starting to become addicted.
That's right, but it's an addiction. It's just exactly what you say. It's an addiction. It's not a disease. Disease is something physical that happens to somebody's body that nature brought on, you know, or maybe smoking. You know, causes cancer. I just don't agree at all.
But you would agree that addiction is a physical thing.
Yes.
Okay.
So what do you think about people who say they're addicted to, like, gambling or something?
That's an addiction. That's not a disease. I got a friend that is.
What do you say to the doctors and the scientists who say it is a disease because some people are born with a high, much higher likelihood to become addicted to certain things?
Well, what about it?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you. What would your reaction be to those scientists, those doctors who say that some people are born with a higher propensity to become addicted to certain chemicals?
Yeah, but they didn't get it on their own. It didn't drop out of the sky and land in their mouth.
Okay.
All right,
Bruce.
They put it in their mouth. Kind of like they say about the same kind of thing. They say heroes. They say police are heroes. They're not heroes. They're just doing their job.
So are soldiers heroes?
There's heroes if they do something heroic.
Well, a lot of police.
Soldiers just go out there and do what soldiers do. They're not a hero. But if somebody in Vietnam, there was a battle and he went into the firing line and picked up men and brought them out, that's a hero.
Bruce, simmer down. Don't a lot of cops and firefighters do heroic things? Wouldn't that make them a hero?
When they do heroic things, they are.
Okay, well, you said cops are not heroes. I was just trying to get some clarification there. You said cops are not heroes. They're just doing their job. I was just looking for clarification.
Here is what I'm going to say to just cap that discussion. We have had callers say before, I used to think exactly what Bruce just said until it happened to our family, and I pray Bruce never knows anyone close to him who goes down this road of addiction, because you will change your tune so quickly.
Newsroom, here is Karen Marks.
The battle lines are being drawn over the president's Supreme Court pick. That's next.
Hey, if you or an aging parent is looking for a gorgeous, fun retirement community, I want to talk to you about two of them. Silvercrest at Deer Creek in Southern Overland Park and Silvercrest at College View. They have month-to-month apartment homes available right now with gorgeous wooded views, 24/7 on-site security, and all of the amenities of today's modern retirement community. 3 meals a day, housekeeping, travel in the heart of beautiful Southern Overland Park. They got staff members out there who've been there 10, 20 years. 1- and 2-bedroom apartment homes are available now for anyone over the age of 55. And they have traditional assisted living services too if you need that. Check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View. Go to SilvercrestKansasCity.com. SilvercrestKansasCity.com. Love the way you live.
3:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Marks. Our Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is vowing to do everything in his power to prevent the confirmation of President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked about how the timing of this nomination will affect Kavanaugh's confirmation.
Off your election, but we have frequently confirmed nominees and off your election. There are three of them currently on the Supreme Court.
McConnell blocked President Obama's Supreme Court pick in the wake of Justice Antonin Scalia's untimely death in February of 2016. That seat was eventually given to Justice Neil Gorsuch, nominated by President Trump days after his inauguration. Kansas City will play host to the 2022 National League of Cities Summit. The event will bring thousands of city leaders, corporate partners, and staffers from across the country to Kansas City for 4 days. Mayor Sly James said in a statement that he's excited about the opportunity to show off all that KC has to offer. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Scott Parks for my friends at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done unbelievable transformations for people who were unhappy with their smiles. Picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, or a photograph with a grandchild. I know there are moms out there that have put everything ahead of themselves, but now your kids are grown up, and it's your turn to do something for yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that'll show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. This is a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com. Again, kcsmile.com.
We are stuck in a hazy, hot, and muggy weather pattern here in Kansas City. This will be lasting for the rest of the week, and the trend should continue into the weekend and even into early next week, with no major chances for precipitation in the forecast. Hot go of it for the rest of today, our high close to 95 for many locations, heat index close to 105, clear mid-70s tonight, sunny conditions and low to mid-90s for Wednesday and Thursday, the heat index value above 100. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Nairamore, KMBZ Weather.
95 at KCI, 98 downtown, 96 at your official weather station. The only way you can take KMBZ with you is the radio.com app. Download it today, listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Tuesday throwback to the 80s. The text line has exploded, as you can imagine, after Bruce's call. I'm already angry with this guy, talking about Bruce. Addiction is a disease that is initiated by a person's actions but causes changes in the brain. Mental illness is a disease. Addiction is a mental illness. These lay people like Bruce that think they know all about disease processes but have never studied science or medicine in their lives are idiots.
Well, it's not even, wait. It's not even studied science or medicine. It is having lived a life where you have dodged this bullet, where addiction has not touched your family. How many times have people called in here to say, I used to think the same thing. I used to think that these people bring this on themselves, and then my daughter had knee surgery. Mm-hmm. How many times have we heard that story on this program, Scott? I really do believe it's difficult for people to understand until they go through it, if not impossible. I can still empathize, and I do believe it is chemical, it is physical, and if it was easy to stop, we would not be in the mess we are in right now in the United States.
But other people agree with Bruce. It is an addiction, not a disease. You have a choice to do it. Doctors and scientists are full of poop. Okay. Let's go to Ken in Lee Summit. Hello, Ken.
Good afternoon, Dana and Scott. You guys are the best show on the radio.
Oh, well, sure
you're
are.
So kind to say that, yeah. Man.
And my oldest brother got drafted in 1967. And he went to Vietnam for over a year. He came back on heroin and smoked weed and everything else. And when he came back, him and his buddies got together and went downtown and partied. Didn't get home till like 3:30 in the afternoon the next day. And he was a horrible mess. My mom took the movie camera out there and filmed him, us taking him out of the car. Mm. I mean, his nose was running, his clothes were soiled, and so we took and showed him that. Then he went downtown and turned himself into the police and got help. And he's good today. He's got three girls. He's been married 36 years. And I'm proud of him, you know, that he was able to overcome that. And it definitely was a disease. Because he got hooked on it over there because of the crap he went through every day, him and his buddies. And when he got back here, he just couldn't adapt. And he just went, you know, he just went wild. And we had to do something. And that was the only thing we could think of, to let him see how he looked, you know, in the act of being himself, yeah, in that condition. And thank the Lord that he, you know, got the help.
Well, good for him.
And I'm so glad for your family. Someone just wrote in that North Kansas City opened a detox unit yesterday, and they are accepting Medicaid and Medicare, all major insurance. No one else is doing this, signed a social worker.
Let's go to Dan in the Northland. Dan, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Better than we deserve, my friend. Thank you for calling in.
Well, I appreciate you guys doing this subject here, because I very much started my career with, yeah, you know, they just got to change. They just got to do better. This is a character flaw. This is a moral thing. But I got to tell you, I've been privileged to help very, very good men, some of which who were clergy. I've also been privileged to help very, very smart men and women as well. And so you got to ask yourself, why would smart people and good people continue to do things that hurt themselves and others? Like the disease.
Right. Because if you would just stop and it would be easy and it wasn't a disease, Dan, everyone would just wake up after finding themselves face down on a patio in the middle of the day. They would wake up and go, all right, I'm done. I'm just going to stop.
But some people would argue, and I think here is where we might have the difference in opinion, you can't just wake up from an addiction either and just say, I'm going to quit. Now, I happen to be one whose thoughts have changed as I've gotten older and maybe gone through a couple of personal things myself, where I do now believe it is a disease, and that's not to give myself any sort of an excuse. I am responsible if I don't beat this disease. But I used to think, like Bruce did and does apparently, that, you know, if you're hooked on heroin, for example, or alcohol, or, you know, cocaine, that you just simply lacked self-will. You lacked any willpower to control yourself, any self-restraint. I don't believe that necessarily anymore. I think there's a component to that. But I think some people are more inclined to become addicted to certain things than other people are.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, it's okay to be both. And the real subject is how are we going to get better? And I don't know if this is too forward of me, but This is what I do. I help people find the help that they need. I'd be happy to just share my number and read the resources.
Dan, do not give your number out on the air.
You know what? I can have Rob take it, though, Dan. I can have Rob take it. Yeah. Or Rod take it. I'm looking at an email from Rob. I can have Rod take your number, and then we can pass it on to anyone on the text line who would like that.
We're just very under-resourced in KCMO. Very under-resourced. If you look at Kansas City, Kansas, they have an amazing amount of choices to get help. Kansas City, Missouri, we're still struggling.
Why?
So. I think that Kansas did a better job looking for the money a long time ago. They just did a better job organizing those third-party reimbursers, KMAP and Value Options, and those entities that were going to subsidize things like inpatient care, outpatient care. We're still catching up here in Kansas City, Missouri.
Because it is expensive, it is costly, and it takes time. It's not like you can check in and in 3 days you're fine.
Exactly, yeah. And there's an extreme amount of bias. I mean, like, everybody from nurses, social workers even, they all think this is just a choice. And so you don't want to, like, work the extra mile sometimes and get that funding and petition your senators for those quotes, junkies, unquote. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you hear me say that North Kansas City opened a detox center yesterday, and the social worker said that's the only place doing it? Is that true?
Yes, that's an excellent program. It's called the 180 program, and they're opening up beds for Medicaid, Medicare, for acute withdrawal, like that. Most of the time you'll call up and you'll ask for that resource and you'll go to an insurance company and they'll be like, well, this is a behavioral thing. which is really nothing more than them saying, hey, isn't this a choice? Why should we start
right,
with this?
Right.
So North Kansas City has been able to actually crack that code, which is like, my hat's off to them. Absolutely amazing.
Dan, thank you. Rod is back. We're going to put you on hold. And if you would be so kind to pass that number along to Rod, then we can pass it on to anyone who is looking for that. Thanks so much.
But we'll have them reach out to us through the text line.
Yeah.
Rod, if you'll get Dan's phone number and just put it up in a box for us. And anybody who wants Dan's help, he's a substance abuse therapist.
He can at least point you in a direction.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not going to do everything for free, but we'll pass that along to you if you ask for the number on the text line. And be cool with him. If you don't need the help, don't ask for it. Chump don't want to help, Chump don't get to help. Tim and Shawnee. Hello, Tim.
Hey there, guys.
Hey.
My father was a retired veteran, went through Korea, Vietnam. But yet he was also a physiologist who also struggled with addictions of his own. He always told me how much he hated when all the medical professionals came out and diagnosed addiction as a disease. Even being a physiologist, his idea of a disease was organic. Mm-hmm. He always told me that if you were dropped on a deserted island with no resources, that disease would overcome you if it was organic and kill you. However, the addiction, even though you would go through withdrawal mentally and physically, of course, you would eventually overcome that without medication. It wouldn't kill you.
Interesting point.
Can detox not kill you?
That I don't know. I'm not my father. I'm not a medical profession all, but that was what he always told me. He hated it when they came out and said that it was a disease.
Okay.
And it's probably just semantics, wordplay, but he didn't like the organic sense of it all. So just something to drop in. Love your show.
No, thank you. Thank you for the call, man.
I always forget. I think Amy Winehouse had stopped drinking. Remember, Scott?
Correct.
And then she had one bender after her body had detoxed, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I remember reading that I believe that is what killed her. It was such a re-shock to that system. And so maybe it's not the detox that kills you. It's the re-entry into your system if you slip.
576-7798, Dana Wright, Rod Babcock, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
The right hire can have such an impact on your business. It is crucial to make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. And you could try posting on job boards, but do you really know who will see that? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. Insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is your post is matched to the best people for the job. That's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now you can go to linkedin.com/Dana, get $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/Dana for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you are closer than you think.
Police on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Let's go to Justin in Kansas City. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, my friend.
Good. Hey, so yeah, I just wanted to kind of touch on that subject about addiction being a disease or not.
Hmm.
I'm 24, and I'm actually a recovering drug addict myself.
What drug?
I'm 24 years old, and I'm 18 months clean. And this isn't necessarily something that I've had to think about a whole lot in the past 18 months. It's something that I know. I've lived it, and it's from experience. I've been addicted to heroin. I've been addicted to meth for the past 10 years of my life, and I'm only 24, like I keep saying. And, I was doing great in school. I had a 4.0 GPA, and, you know, this kind of stuff, what I want people to know who think it is not a disease, I want them to know that
they need to have an open mind about it, because I've had even family tell me that, you know, yes, I made the conscious choice to use these drugs. Yeah, I did, and it was fun for a while. And then one day I woke up, and I needed it. I needed it to live, to function, to work, to do anything. And no matter what consequences have arisen, you know, anything like anything, you know, I've been in and out of jail, I've been in and out of institutions, and I just kept going back to it. And there's too many opinions about what causes it, and I don't believe that, you know, it's different for each person out there. So basically just what I want to say is, you know, for those who say that it's not a disease, you go ahead and you do something that's bad for you over and over again for years and years at a time, and then wake up and just stop, and you tell me that your brain chemistry hasn't rewired itself to the point to where you need it.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Well,
hey, glad you got help, Justin.
Yeah,
hey, really quick, can you tell me why you eventually got help? Did you just wake up one day and decide I'm done?
No, I was actually sitting in jail in Johnson County.
Yeah.
And I was 24 and I had nothing in my name. I totaled my car. I drained my bank account for the thousandth time in the last 10 years. And I was sick of living that way. So I kind of made a vow to myself, you know, that I'm going to participate in Narcotics Anonymous and do better by me. And now I'm working 40 hours a week with my girlfriend's dad, who I'm having a baby with here in a couple weeks.
Oh,
and life
good.
Couldn't be better.
Hey, we're thrilled for you, Justin, truly.
Let's go to Jared in Overland Park. Jared, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Doing well, my friend. Thank you for asking.
Good. First thing, Justin, that's huge. That guy that's just on there, that's 18 months is awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations to that. I've got several stories, but I know we ain't got time. One, though, there's a book called Fearless. It's about a former Navy SEAL named Adam Brown. This man was a Navy SEAL with multiple deployments and still relapsed into methamphetamine. If a Navy SEAL, one of the most mentally strong people you've ever even heard of, mm-hmm. can relapse and go back into Navy SEAL, go back into meth, I'm sorry, that tells you right there that this is an addiction, this is a disease, this is something that you can't just say, okay, I'm done, and walk away from. The man was a Navy SEAL. The man died in Afghanistan, serving his country, saving the lives of his brothers, and was an addict and was addicted to methamphetamine. And if it can happen to him, it can happen to anyone. And that just, to me, that just goes to say that, yes, this is a disease that even that man couldn't get over.
I've always said, Jared, if you can't understand it, be so thankful that you can't understand it.
Yeah, I agree. Unfortunately, my family's been through it with family members, and whether it's alcohol or drugs, we've seen it, we've lived it. And, you know, I've done my own research to kind of see how can I help that person and my family and stuff, and it sucks. It's terrible. It's done so much for our family, tore our family apart. It's drained bank accounts of family members. You know, it's terrible, and it's I believe it's a disease. I know it is.
Real quick, the name of the book is Fearless?
Fearless.
Fearless,
the undaunted story, or something like that. It's that the Navy SEAL's name is Adam Brown.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate
the call.
Look it
up. Thank you.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Karamark, sir.
Happening now on KMBZ. The Senate gearing up for a big battle for the Supreme Court. That's next.
You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, it doesn't happen to any of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs, because they can fix anything. Dale's a personal friend. I've watched his crews at work. They're the best in the business. Their reputation's so good, they've had people drive in from Omaha, Columbia, you name it. That's how good they are. And their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car truck. So get it fixed right the first time. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855. Or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.